This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Wayne Cabot, and these are today's top local stories. Well, as summer kickoffs go, this one's a bit stingy with the sunshine and with the heat. AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson is here with what to expect. Brian?
Yeah, Wayne, this is going to be a pretty nice weekend overall, certainly from the weather we've had for most of the last few days. We've kind of gotten hints of that today. The sun has tried to come out at times. Temperatures have gotten a little bit higher than they've gotten over the last couple of days. But as we head through tomorrow, we'll see some sunshine, maybe a stray shower, but most areas stay dry with highs still in the 60s. But the weather gets better into Sunday and into Memorial Day. Highs well into the 60s Sunday. And the best day of the weekend does look to be Memorial Day with lots of sun and highs up into the low 70s. Certainly a big improvement over the past couple of days.
Right, thank you. Well, for right now, we can say that the delays are not all that bad, not as bad as they were this morning at Newark Airport, despite Newark's news standing as a national punchline on late night TV. The flight tracker FlightAware tells us right now Newark is currently experiencing departure delays of 19 minutes. That's better than the 45 minutes a couple of hours ago and better than the stories we've been hearing over the past couple of weeks. Delays mostly are because Newark is down a runway. They're repairing it. 1010 Winds has been quizzing travelers about their Memorial Day weekend travel experience so far. It is clear from what our Amanda Alexander was told there at Newark Airport, flyers are well aware of the tower issues and the closed runways.
That's why we got the early flight.
Newark should be pretty easy.
We're hoping that a lot of people actually change their flights to go through another airport.
I think because a lot of people, with everything that's happening right now, won't come to Newark.
We're going to Panama.
Minimize problems.
Yeah, just sit back and enjoy one of those, you know, cheap beverages at Newark Airport at the terminal there. Flight tracker FlightAware tells us Newark is currently experiencing departure delays of 19 minutes. JFK and LaGuardia, so far so good at both of those airports. Lifeguard stands open up tomorrow at New York City beaches with lousy weather and about the same staffing as last year, which is not enough. The city is paying bonuses to recruit more.
Mayor Adams says it's official.
As we say in the Bronx, we're outside.
And New York's summer safety plan is finally kicking off with new emergency plans for the heat, extended youth programs, and even more water patrolling. Deputy Mayor Cass Daughtry says all hands are on deck.
That includes drone teams from the NYPD, the FDNY, New York City Emergency Management, and Parks handling aerial surveillance, search, and rescue support.
And they unveiled their latest technology, the REST Tube.
We'll fly over that swimmer, strategically drop this. As soon as it makes contact with the water, it opens up into a flotation device.
Beaches are a hot spot in the city, and Mayor Adams says they're doing everything they can to keep folks safe. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Orchard Beach.
A late night assault in the city subway has put a man in the hospital. The victim's 41 years old. He got bashed over the head with a bottle several times. He's now at Bellevue trying to recover from that attack. The attacker got away. Police are trying to track him down right now. Happened at 1:34 this morning at the 42nd Street Times Square station near the booth for the AC&E line. The motive, apparently the two exchanged words, and it went downhill from there. We now have word that a man has been arrested 1 week after a particularly brutal beating in the city of a 44-year-old mother of two. To quote the NYPD chief, Joseph Kenny, it's one of the worst beatings I've ever seen.
A convicted sex offender that's been out of prison for a year is charged with the attempted murder of a single mom from Queens. Diana Agudelo was left bloodied and beaten on the ground at Randall's Island around 11:30 last Friday night. She wasn't found for 6 hours, and now her daughter says she has a 1% chance of survival. Agudelo was riding her e-bike home from work when 30-year-old Miguel Girard allegedly knocked her down, beat her, stole her backpack and e-bike, all before leaving her for dead. A Good Samaritan found Agudelo before dawn and called 911. In Manhattan, Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A school aide has been arrested, accused of strangling a 9-year-old boy while trying to break up a schoolyard fight. Sources say things got out of control as Yen Chen tried to separate the two kids fighting at PS 169 in Sunset Park. The school aide faces a long list of charges: assault, strangulation, endangering the welfare of a child, menacing, harassment. We do not know the condition of the student that she's accused of attacking. Should parents be given time off from their jobs to attend school graduations or parent-teacher conferences or student assemblies? Two New Jersey lawmakers are floating a bill that would do that, give parents more involved in their kids' education by giving them more opportunities, more time. The businesses that give workers the extra time for school events would receive a tax credit. Under New Jersey law, parents can already get paid for attending school events, but they have to take their sick time to do it. Well, we have the Knicks back at the Garden tonight. Really hoping to get back the momentum in their longest playoff run in 25 years. Maybe they'll tie things up tonight. The Indiana Pacers sure stunned the Knicks last time around in Game 1. The Knicks were up by 14 with 3 minutes to go. Easy, right? No, it evaporated just like that. 2.5 minutes later, the Knicks' lead was down to 1, and there was no turning back. It was over at that point. Everybody on the Knicks team took part in the collapse, even Josh Hart and Jalen Brunson. Tonight, Game 2, 8 o'clock, MSG. So are they booing or yelling, Bruce?
Sounds like Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, but it's the Springsteen cover band called No Surrender. A Jersey Shore bar has canceled its show set for May 30th. The owner texted the lead singer saying it was too risky for the show to go on. The place has a conservative customer base, and Springsteen's been critical of President Trump, and Trump has fired back. The band says they're not about politics, and they stand to lose financially.
Steve Kathan reporting on the Bruce haha down the shore in Tom's River. By the way, the bar owner there has been in the headlines before during the Eric Garner situation on Staten Island when Garner was killed in a police hold. The owner of that bar posted a sign that read, "I can breathe. I obey law." Big announcement today from Billy Joel.
Tell her about it. Tell her everything you feel.
Billy Joel announcing he's canceling all of his upcoming performances for the next year. He's dealing with a brain condition that's being made worse by performing. He posted on social media that he has normal pressure hydrocephalus, and it's impacting his hearing and his vision and his balance. So all Billy Joel's concerts, tours, shows, that is, are canceled through July of 2026. That announcement today impacts several upcoming concerts in this area, including 3 dates at Yankee Stadium, 1 date at Citi Field, and 1 at MetLife Stadium. Best wishes to Billy Joel. You know, it's summer when the Long Island Railroad rolls out the Cannonball Train. It's express service from Penn Station to Montauk, Mondays through Fridays during the summertime. It makes stops at Southampton, Bridgehampton, and Easthampton. Going all the way to Montauk normally is about 3.5 hours by train. The Cannonball is supposed to do that in about 2 hours and 49 minutes. Train buffs will tell you the Cannonball first ran in 1899. It is the only LIRR train to retain its historic name from those glory days of rail. There's one block on the Upper West Side where people sidestep the rats every day and every night, making it number one in 311 rat complaints. The people who live there are so fed up.
Councilman Sean Abreu has sent an urgent request to the Departments of Sanitation and Health asking that the city's trash containerization pilot be expanded to include West 100 and 9th Street, where the rat infestation has reached what he calls crisis levels. Residents called 311 with 144 complaints last year. The evidence can be seen in rat holes in more than half of the tree beds on the block between Broadway and Amsterdam Avenues. Residents point to a property owner with 22 rental buildings on the block. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper West Side.
The feds today hauled in a man from the old Soviet Republic of Georgia, accusing him of planning a mass casualty attack in New York City to poison children. Michael Chikvishvili is 20. He was caught in Moldova last year, has now been taken to Brooklyn. They say that he tried to recruit somebody to dress up as Santa Claus on New Year's Eve and to hand out poison candy to kids at Jewish schools in Brooklyn. That someone turned out to be an informant.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.